Well, last year was the first, of course, Ironman competition we had here in Youghal, and it was a spectacular event, even though the weather was rather poor, to say, put it mildly. But, of course, we also said that this year would be a day to remember because we couldn't get the weather as bad. But, unfortunately, things had to be put on hold. And just to give us an update on what the full story is at the moment as far as Ironman is concerned, I'm delighted to be joined by, as we called him here last year, Mr. Ironman from Youghal, and John Innes. John, good evening and welcome to the programme.
Hi, Mick. Yep, thanks for having me on. Good to be here.
John, I mean, I'll hand over to you and you can tell us, but I mean, this has been a logistical nightmare as far as Ironman, the company, is concerned, I would presume.
It is, and it's not, Mick. They do have the resources to manage situations like this, you know, for big events like this where you have potential for things to happen and things to go wrong. We weren't the only event last year to suffer with the weather, and other events suffered with other things. If you go back to Bolton the year before, they had a forest fire on the mountains, and part of the bike route had to reroute the bike course with 3 days to go to the event. So every event usually throws up something, you know, you get a curveball from some angle, but Ironman have the resources and the experience as well usually to deal with things like this. Now, the COVID-19 thing, first of all, if you go back 2 months, nobody even saw this coming. Here we are sitting looking out, and God, I'd love to be out there, and it's only when you're in to kind of realise how much it's nice to be out. I would also send sympathies to other event organisers, you know. Triathlons are kind of in the early stages of their season, yes, you know, the big the water-based ones aren't up and running yet, but like last week, now you had Easter Monday, and that would have been the Clonmel Duathlon, would have been one of the bigger ones, and one of the early ones on the calendar for people to look forward to. I got a reminder on my phone last Thursday that Ballantosa's 4 mile road race was on that night, and we would have been going off up the road to enjoy that, and it's usually the, you know, one of the first of the big road races for the year, and that's not happening, and it's a strange old time, you know, but I suppose, look, we were caught kind of sideways with this. It's no reflection, obviously, on the event, because a lot of the other events have also gone by the wayside there earlier today as well. Emails went out to all the athletes, and all the emails went out to the athletes from Ironman UK and other races around Europe, telling them all pretty much the same story, that because of the crisis that we're in.
And I suppose, John, did the fact that the Olympic
event this year, and that's where we're at.
I suppose the fact that the Olympics was put on hold as well had a big bearing.
It probably wouldn't have. I mean, Ironman, we pretty much made up our minds early in the thing that June wasn't going to happen, and we were also being led and governed by Triathlon Ireland, who put an embargo on events until the end of June, and that's to be reviewed. So that would have taken us out regardless. In the early days of this, it sounded like a good idea to relocate the event to an August date, and we looked at that and we considered that for a while. People have been very patient with us as well, and the athletes have been very patient with us, because I haven't been inundated with people, shall we say, annoying me, looking for information and updates, other than that the reality is the reality, you know, and what will happen will happen. We've got a very, very good result in the end of this. There's been a silver lining, really, you know. And if you don't mind, I'll run on and tell you a little bit about that.
Go ahead, John.
Earlier this afternoon, the athletes would have received an email clarifying what's actually happening at this stage. Now, we did send them an email a couple of weeks ago clarifying that June has gone and that we'd be on to them before the 30th of this month with an update. So they got their update today. And basically, sitting down with the local partners, Cork County Council, the decision has been made to just call it a year this year for Ironman, and to regroup and come back with a stronger and a better event for next year. And the date that we've chosen for next year is August the 15th. That brings a load of positives with it, not alone the fact that the water temperatures will be warmer than they would have been in June. Originally, we were kind of forced into a June date because of availability on the Ironman calendar. It's a bit like a circus. It moves around and it has to be in certain places on certain dates for historical events. So we were kind of slotting in as the new customer, if you like, and we had to take our place in the queue. A date had opened up because Ironman 70.3 in Dunleary is no longer anymore an event, and there was a date there on the calendar that was being looked at for another event, but we've luckily got in there and we've got that date. So that went out to the athletes today, and anybody who has been signed up for Ironman Ireland Cork 2020 in the next few days will receive an automatic transfer into that event, or some alternative options as well that will be clarified in the next few days.
John, we had it for 2019, 20 and 21. As a result of this decision, Where do we stand now with the event that was to be held next year? Do we still get it in 22?
We do, yeah. Yeah,
we do.
As we look at it now at the moment, the event on the 15th of August in 2021 will be our year two, and our year three will still be to follow that. So we're still good. I mean, look, really, in the long term, Ironman, like you all like Ironman, it's not going away anytime soon. I'll just say that no more. So we don't have to worry about that end of it. But I think already some of the feedback we're getting on Facebook is that the athletes have already copped on to the fact that air temperatures, water temperatures are going to be warmer and nicer on the August date rather than the June date. So it's already finding favour with the athletes.
That's great, John. Now, John, one question I have for you concerning this decision. We had a good few people that were ready to give us their houses, we'll say. I know one couple in particular, they were going away on holidays for that couple of weeks. Now, the fact that it's gone, and do people reapply now again for next year?
I suppose the advice we have to give to our athletes is that they should know that they know their new date. They should begin to contact their travel providers. So if we've got athletes in the States, and we've quite a lot of them coming this way for the event today, we're asking them now to make contact with their airlines and their travel organisers to get them rescheduled and whatever else they need to do. When you're dealing with local kind of Airbnb, it's obviously not as straightforward as that, and it won't suit everybody. But we will basically, I suppose, have to just begin the process again for next year. Now, if people who have let their houses and have contact with some of the athletes, and those athletes choose to take up the dates next year, it's really between themselves to organise if they want to continue to offer that facility, or if that property isn't available, just to let those athletes know as soon as they can that they're either still available for them on the week of the race or that they're not, so that those athletes can then make alternative arrangements. We probably sit down and start the new process early next year, probably, I suppose, around February or March next year, of rolling out the new accommodation list. But as I say, look, what we'd be saying to athletes is that they should definitely get in touch with whoever they've booked anything with and see if their arrangements are okay to be transferred to the new date.
Concerning the kids' Ironman that was scheduled for the 20th of June, the day before the Ironman, is this still going to be a go-ahead next August?
August the 14th. So it'll be the Saturday. The actual Ironman itself race is on the Sunday. The kids' race, same as the adults one, it automatically transfers. So anybody who has an entry for that, your entry stands, and you've already this evening got an email to say that the event has been moved to the 14th of August 2021, and that your entry still stands as is. So you don't have to reapply or do anything. You just literally wait for your registration on the 13th and then turn up and race on the 14th.
I suppose, John, looking at it from a more positive side, and that is that where we had a few little hiccups here and there on our first staging of the Ironman, and they were being ironed out, it gives you that little extra bit of breathing space now to make sure everything is up in order.
It really does. And like, I have a few athletes that I was coaching privately for the event, and a few of them now who wouldn't be vastly experienced for athletes, they would have been feeling a bit of pressure to be ready to race in June this year. I'd say some of them are smiling this evening because they now know they've pretty much got over a year extra time to train for their event, and they'll be well fresh and ready by the time that comes around. So they'll be experienced and they'll have two more miles under their belts. So it is a positive. And the fact that we're able to now jump into an August date as well, I suppose one of the big things that we were gambling with in the June date was the water temperature, you know. Last time around, it wasn't even the water temperature, it was actually the air temperature in the morning, because the minute your air temperature drops below 15 degrees, the safety guidelines say that we have to shorten the distance of the swim. So you were even risking still not having a full distance swim on a June date. So it is there is a silver lining in it all.
And can we consider ourselves lucky, John, that we got the opportunity of having it in August?
Very much, yeah. There were other events that were trying to get into that weekend, into that particular date. We just got in there first, I suppose, you know. And it's ours now, as the fellas, it's ours to lose, I suppose, you know, for want of a better word. On the other side of things then, I mean, training at home and things like that, Ironmen have been proactive as well on the other side of it, you know. They've started off what's called Ironman Virtual Club. It's where anybody who is already doing a bit of training, even at home under their bike trainers, their indoor trainers, there's a virtual club that you can get into, and you can race every weekend. They have a 3K run, a 40K cycle, and a 10K run that you can do at home on your treadmill or on your stationary bike trainer. It's free to sign up to at the moment. It will become a fee-based service in a month or two's time. So if anybody is unaware of that, now you're aware of it. It's all set up through your Ironman. If you go into your Ironman, log in into the Ironman website, you get all the details in there. They've been very, very proactive with it, and they've been running pro races as well over the last couple of weekends, and they're getting inundated with questions and support for that. So it's a free service, and it's just something to give people, something to do while they're stuck inside.
And finally, John, I suppose, look, when we got the news that it wasn't going ahead in the 21st of June, the first thing I said on the air was that, look, things the way they are at the moment are way more important, the loss of life, than an event like the Ironman, and the people that have lost their lives already, the people who are really and truly fighting for their lives. And, I mean, it brings it all into context, doesn't it, John?
It does really, yeah. It does really. Sport is very important, and people who play a bit of sport are feeling tired at the moment because they're not able to get out and play their sport. With an event like Ironman, you're bringing people from every corner of the earth into a small town for a weekend, for literally a week, I suppose, when you look at it, you know. And I don't think a lot of people locally would have been comfortable with us if we had tried to do that this year. A lot of athletes had already kind of taken a backseat to their training because they're not able to get out and do the types of volumes that they need to be doing. So I think this is the cleanest and the safest thing to do for everybody, and I think it's a win-win, really, you know.
Well, John, listening to the media, all the outlets this morning, and the feeling everybody has now after Simon Harris's statement is that the pubs might not open until next year. And I mean, where in the name of goodness would you put 20,000 people if they came in and no pubs or hotels open?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. That's very true. I mean, I suppose, look, people are anxious to try and get out. There was some positivity numbers at the weekend. I think the numbers on Monday were very negative, you know, 77, I hear. People reported as having died on Monday, so it went from trending downwards to a sudden spike again. Now, I know the numbers are a little bit skewed by the way they report, but it's still too early to be even thinking about getting out and getting things opened up. I feel myself happy to sit it out for another week or two if that's what it takes to get things. I think do it once, do it right, rather than make a hames of it and have to redo it, you know. Ireland, credit to Ireland, I think, and credit to the people who have been taking the pain, as we call it. We do seem to be having a good impact on it. We don't seem to be suffering as much as other countries. And I'd say, look, short-term pain, staying indoors now for a few weeks, hopefully by the time we get around into the summer itself, that hopefully, look, people will be able to get out and do a bit more and get out in the air a bit more, and we look forward to that.
Well, finally, John, I think, my personal view only, but I think there are a lot of people very happy when they hear this going out on air, the interview that I did with you, because I think it gives people that bit of space to prepare in comfort and safety.
It does. And the other side of it as well is, in the longer term, you know, a June date for an athlete training for an Ironman, it's a very narrow window that they have to train for it, and to try and get over here and get on the route and get out and do a Saturday spin out in the bike route or whatever, it's quite difficult to squeeze that into the springtime. But now they've got all summer long. You'll see a much bigger percentage of the athletes who are signed up for the event, you'll see them coming to town even during the summer months next year. To get out there and test out the route, and every athlete will love the fact that it's a late summer event. If you asked me 5 years ago, pick a date, that would have been the date we would have probably picked, you know. So I think, look, the silver lining is that we get an August date where all the temperatures, everything else fall more into place. It's after our peak season summer wise as well in town, so I think the August weekend is kind of when that starts to, when it peaks and starts to fade away from a tourism point of view. So it'll give a nice extension on to the back end of the summer season for the town as well.
John, I don't know about you, it's 16 months away, but I already have butterflies thinking about it, and I won't even be competing. But John, it's
going to say, will we get you the bike, Mick?
Don't think so, John. John, I think I really am excited now that we know we have a date, and a date that we're abiding by everything here, by the health authority, the HSC, the guidelines. But look, putting it back, I think, was the most sensible decision that was ever arrived at, John.
Thanks, Mick.
John, many thanks for coming on. Many congratulations for staying on top of it, and that we have it again in about 16 months' time. My God, the hours and the days will be coming down and clicking away nice and fast, and we'll really look forward to it. John Innes, thanks a million for coming on the show. Thanks, John.
Pleasure. All the best.
Thanks, John.